Year after year, many pesticides farmers use expire or are banned. Often these chemicals pile up in barns and storage sheds until farmers can find a safe way to dispose of them. Correspondent Courtney Flatt visited a pesticide collection center in Wenatchee to find out what exactly happens to the chemicals.
Saigon is 817.
Five men don yellow jumpsuits with safety goggles and plastic gloves. Ventilators distort their voices. They walk around a plastic sheet dubbed the hot zone. This is where they help farmers unload their unneeded pesticides and herbicides. Some of these chemicals can be extremely dangerous. That's one reason the Washington State Department of Agriculture wants to get them out of farmers' backyards. Joe Hoffman points to a small container in a sealed plastic bag.
Five drops of that, not washed off on your skin, is enough to kill someone our size.
Hoffman holds his clipboard with pesticide codes marked in yellow highlighter. He's been organizing these pickup events for more than 20 years. Hoffman jokes.
So it's a life's work.
Hoffman says in the beginning, farmers brought in lots of highly toxic banned chemicals, stuff they'd just been holding on to for years. And although that's slowed down now, some of the more toxic materials are still showing up. John Griffith inherited a pear and apple orchard from his father. Workers pull a bag of DDT from his truck bed. DDT was banned 41 years ago.
We call them heirloom chemicals. When my father was running the orchard, they didn't have these kind of collections, so they didn't really know how to get rid of things that weren't legal to use anymore, so they just stored them.
And before that,
you know, a long time ago, they used to dig a hole and just bury it in the ground.
But Griffith says farmers are trying to be more careful than that these days. Workers sort the 19,000 pounds of pesticides and herbicides collected in central Washington. The chemicals will then be shipped to Arkansas or Utah to be incinerated, along with the containers that store them. Kevin Lundberg is a project manager with Clean Harbors. That's the company that will dispose of the chemicals.
When it gets incinerated, it's ash and it's gone. It's done.
In the past 25 years, Washington has collected nearly 2.7 million pounds of pesticides. Idaho has collected 1.3 million pounds of pesticide in 20 years. Idaho also collected a record amount of pesticides in 2012. But Oregon is a different story. In Oregon, most pesticide programs are left to cities and counties. The state offers sporadic pickups every few years. Over the last 6 years, the state has collected 200,000 pounds. Kevin Masterson is the toxics coordinator at the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. He says money is the barrier to a more effective program.
It's certainly inadequate to address the need. In some cases, we've gone to the same areas multiple times, and we see an increasing amount of waste, which tells us we really haven't seen the end of this. I wouldn't say we haven't scratched the surface. We have, but we certainly have a lot more to collect.
Oregon Governor John Kitzhaber has included a $1.5 million pesticide stewardship package in his recommended budget. The Washington program is funded through a hazardous substance tax. The tax is up for renewal by the state legislature this year. Right now, the program gets $1 million every 2 years. Back in Wenatchee, farmers roll into the collection center all morning. Several have converted to organic practices and no longer use chemical pesticides. Others have retired. But Michael Jurgens has used this service before. He hauls in the largest load of the day. Jurgens has just bought a new orchard, and along with it came nearly a ton of unusable chemicals. A forklift helps move the containers to the sorting area.
Every time we buy a new orchard or lease an orchard, it seems like there's chemicals that can't be used anymore.
This year's biggest surprise, a 1950s-era canister of sodium arsenite. That chemical was replaced by DDT, the pesticide John Griffith brought in earlier. Griffith says he had to be careful with the older chemicals.
And a lot of these chemicals, in my particular case, haven't been legal for 20 or 30 years, so I kind of had to figure out what it was. And a lot of the bags were getting so old that they were starting to deteriorate, so it was actually getting to be a dangerous and contamination problem.
Program Director Joe Hoffman says that's one reason it's important to get these chemicals out of the fields and into the flames. I'm Courtney Flatt in Wenatchee, Washington.